Chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for by a strong hand he shall let them go, and by a strong hand he shall drive them out of his land." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name Yahweh I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their travels in which they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore tell the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people. And I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord." Moses spoke so to the children of Israel, but they didn't listen to Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Go in, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land." Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, "Behold, the children of Israel haven't listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me, who am of uncircumcised lips?" The Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, and gave them a charge to the children of Israel and to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses: the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin, and Ohad and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the families of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations: Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei, according to their families: the sons of Kohath, Amram and Izhar, and Hebron and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their generations. Amram took Jochebed, his father's sister, to himself as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. The sons of Izhar, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elisphan, and Sithri. Aaron took Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, the sister of Nashon, as his wife, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. The sons of Korah, Asher and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, took one of the daughters of Putiel as his wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites according to their families. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord said, "Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their host." These are those who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. It happened on the day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "I am the Lord. Speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I speak to you." Moses said before the Lord, "Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh listen to me?"